Oh, hi, Bill. Come on in. I've been expecting you. Where's your fiance? Oh, no. That's too bad that she's given up on our counseling sessions. I was so sure that I could help you to work your problems out. Oh, Bill, that's kind of you to say so. I like you, too. But, Bill, now that we're alone, I feel that I must talk to you about how our last session ended. I'm not surprised that Susan didn't return. I mean, it wasn't very nice of you to slouch in your seat with your legs spread, showing me your cock bulge while she was talking about you flirting with other women. You know she has some issues with jealousy, and you weren't helping any, I must say. I saw the little pelvic thrust you made when you thought she wasn't looking, but you knew I was. And I probably really shouldn't have encouraged you either, like I did, by smiling at you as I unbuttoned the top two buttons of my blouse. But it was getting hot in here, and Susan just kept droning on and on and on. And I only licked my lips the way I did because I was afraid I still had mustard on them from the huge hot dog I devoured at lunch. I mean, that thing was as big as a Polish sausage. And then when you started bawling your bulge, I wasn't really trying to send you subliminal signals by playing with my pen in my mouth. It was an unconscious act. And I didn't mean to tease you or encourage you, especially in front of Susan, especially when we were talking about your porn-watching habits. As I told your fiancé, it's perfectly normal for a man to watch porn, healthy even. And I probably shouldn't have taken your side during our first session like I did either. But Susan kind of got to me and struck me as a bit of a prude. Bill, I don't think she appreciates you for the man you are and the husband you hope to become. I tried to explain to her that men have needs, sexual needs, and that she must do her wifely duty by you, but I'm afraid I botched it, especially seeing as how she didn't return for today's session. And you were so naughty, Bill. Teasing me like that with your cock bulge. No wonder she walked out. I could tell Susan was making you mad, belittling you in front of me, listing all of your faults, like how you're so demanding in bed. I could tell by the look in your eyes that you have needs, Bill, sexual needs, unfulfilled needs, and you were horny as that's why you try to subtly come on to me, isn't it, Bill? You have a thing for older women, don't you? Just like your fiancé said. You wanted to fuck me during our last session, right in front of her, to teach her a lesson. I could see it in your eyes. You wanted to show her that if she didn't appreciate your big cock, then there were plenty of other women who would, especially older women. And I admit, it was totally unprofessional of me to have continued staring at your cock bulge while she was talking, but I couldn't help myself. In all my years conducting marriage counseling sessions, I have never come across a man with such a big cock bulge. I couldn't stop thinking about it. It was all I thought about this week, waiting for a second counseling session. But tell me, how did things go when you got back home? You don't say. Her mother took your side? And she... Oh, my God, Bill. You have to be kidding me. Did she really? Your future mother-in-law spent the whole 4th of July at your place with her tits halfway out and right in your face in front of her daughter? Oh, Bill, no wonder you're horny all the time. What did you do? I bet that made Susan really mad. You watching granny porn after her mother left? And I bet when you made love to your fiancé, you were thinking about fucking your mother-in-law too, weren't you? I thought so. That's only normal. Mm-hmm. Oh? You and she haven't fucked all week? And she locked you out of the bedroom because she thought you were coming on to her mother? And so you haven't fucked in a week? Oh, Bill, doesn't she understand that she's pushing you away just when you need her? Just when you need a warm, willing woman? And if she denies you, then you will just turn to someone else. Tell me, you said you like to watch porn involving older women. Have older women always turned you on? Mm-hmm. You know, Bill, I'm an older woman. Mm-hmm. Do I turn you on? Mm-hmm. I think I do. You know, those shorts really don't hide much, do they? Especially when you have such a big cock. I can see you have a raging hard on even now. Has all this talk about watching porn turned you on? Or is it me? Do I turn you on, Bill? I think you're a tease, wearing those loose-fitting gym shorts like you are. Oh, I suppose when you have a big cock, you need to wear loose-fitting pants. But really, Bill, I think you wore those shorts on purpose because you wanted to tease me, because you wanted to sit there on the sofa with your legs spread wide and just let your cock bulge grow as we talked about you watching porn and what kind of porn. Tell me, Bill, do you like watching big tit porn featuring mature women? I have big tits, Bill. Have you noticed? Yes, they are rather hard to hide. Just like your big cock is hard to hide. Tell me, Bill, when you watched your mature women with big tit porn last week, were you thinking about me? Do I turn you on, Bill? Do you ever think about what it would be like to fuck me? You know, Bill, I think that's why you came alone tonight to our session. I think you wanted to find out what it would be like to be with me in a sexual way. Oh, don't deny it. I can see that your cock is rock hard in your pants and growing inside your shorts. It's practically tearing a hole in them. And is that a wet spot I see forming? Did I do that? You know, Bill, and this is entirely unprofessional, and we really need to stop talking about this. This session isn't about us. It's about you and your fiancé, and we need to keep the focus. What? No, they're not. My nipples aren't hard. You're imagining things. Prove it. I'm not the patient here. I don't need to prove anything. Oh, all right. I'll take my suit jacket off. There. My blouse, too? Okay, fine. And my bra? My nipples are not hard for you. And if I have to take my bra off to prove it, well, then so be it. There. Are you satisfied? Stop stroking your cock through your shorts. You're a dirty, nasty man, Bill. Maybe your fiancé was right. What do you mean it's my fault that your cock is so hard? I didn't do anything. I was just helping you to explore your sexuality. I wasn't coming on to you. What do you mean I caused it, so now it's my job to take care of it? Bill, I don't think you understand how role-playing therapy is supposed to work. I was just reflecting your words back to you. I didn't mean to turn you on so much by taking my jacket and blouse and bra off, by showing you my tits. I was just playing along with you, pretending to be like one of those older women in those porn videos that you watch, where they strip for the man and he strokes his cock while gazing and sucking on their big tits. I see that things have gone too far. I really shouldn't be sitting here on the sofa with you like this, naked from the waist up, flaunting my big tits in your face like your mother-in-law did. God, Bill, no wonder you're horny all the time. No, don't do it. Don't do it. I'm warning you. Don't you dare do it. Don't you dare pull your shorts down. Don't you dare show me your cock. This is a professional office, and I'm not here to satisfy your sexual... Oh, my God! Bill, your cock is like a horse cock. It's so big. It must be at least 9 inches long. It's huge. I've never seen a cock so big in my life. Can I? May I? I just have to. Please, Bill. Please. Will you let me touch your cock? Just once. Oh, God, it's like steel. So hard. So swollen. So thick. Lick it. You want me to lick it? Well, maybe just one swipe with my tongue. I can't seem to stop. You are leaking so much pre-cum. Oh, that's delicious. Well, yeah, maybe. Maybe I can give the head a suck or two. That would be all right, I guess. I mean, it's not like it would be really sucking your cock. Just a couple of swipes of my tongue. Okay. Oh, yeah. Play with my nipples while I suck on your head. Oh, God, Bill. I'm getting so turned on. I can't help myself. I just want to lick and suck in your cock all day long. I can feel the head of your cock getting bigger in my mouth, too. You're getting bigger. You're getting longer. More swollen. Oh, Bill, I really shouldn't be doing this. But I can't help myself. It's been so long since I sucked a man's cock. And your cock is beautiful. So big and veiny and hard and thick. I need to suck on it some more. Oh, yeah. Pinch my nipples. Oh, yeah. I know. I can't help myself. I know I'm humping my cunt against your leg, grinding against you. But I'm just so needy. I haven't been fucked in so long. Please, Bill. Please. Don't come down my throat before you get a chance to fuck me. Jeez. I need to feel your big fat cock stretching my tight cunt walls. I need to feel you inside me, Bill. Please, please, give it to me. Give me your cock. I'll just scoot down here on the sofa and spread my legs for you, and you get between my legs like you're doing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess you don't need any instructions from me. And oh, God, yeah, Fuck yeah! Rub your wet, leaky cock against my clit and make me all wet for you, Bill. Oh, yeah. Oh, I love that. Uh-huh. I love you sliding your cock up and down my wet gash. Yeah, humping me against your shaft. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you're almost sticking it inside my wet fuck hole. Oh, stop fucking teasing me, Bill. I need you to stick it in me. Please, Bill. Please. Please, Bill. Fuck me. Stick your big fat cock inside my needy wet gash and fuck me, Bill. Yeah, do it. Shove it in. Shove it in hard and fast and... Oh, oh, stop. I didn't know. Oh, oh, it's too big. Wait a minute. Oh, oh. Wait a minute till I get used to you. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, Bill. Oh, you're stretching me out so good. How can your fiance not want you to fuck her every night? What the fuck's wrong with her? I would want you to fuck me every single night with that monster of yours. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can feel it growing inside me. You wiggling around, moving your cock from side to side, trying to stretch me out. Yeah, yeah. I think it's time to. I think it's time for you to fuck me. Yeah, do it, Bill. Plow my wet, needy gash with your big, thick cock. Shove it in all the way now. Ow! Ooh! No, it's okay. It just surprised me how deep you were. Oh, God, Bill, I can feel you right up against my cervix. And I don't even have all 9 inches in yet. But, oh, keep going. Yeah, that's the way. Oh, yeah. Bend down and suck my tits while you fuck me. Oh, that always gets my motor going. Yeah, yeah, I can, oh, Bill, I can feel your finger in my ass. You sneaky bastard. You're trying to stick your finger up my ass as you fuck me and suck my tits. Oh, Bill, oh, I love a good multitasker. Where do I want it? Where do you think I want it? Where do you think I want you to come? Oh, God, I'm so mixed up. Who can think? I don't care. Oh, just keep doing that. You just keep doing that. You can come wherever you want to. Yeah, yeah. You can come deep inside my cunt. Yeah. Fuck your big fuck stick deep inside me. Balls deep. Stretch me out. Hurt me with your big huge cock. So I'll remember this fuck all week long. That's it. Oh, God, Bill, I can feel you getting even bigger. Bill, you're getting ready, aren't you? Oh, you're getting ready to come. To soak me with your baby batter. Well, then, do it. Give me your cum, Bill, because I want to come too. And I am so, so close. I'll finger fuck my clit, and you fuck my gash, and finger my ass, and... Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do it. Oh, Bill. Oh, God, I love your cat so much, Bill. I just... Oh, God. Yeah. Do it. Oh, jeez. Oh, right there. Right there. That's... Oh, oh. Oh, Bill. Come inside me. Please, Bill. Please, come inside me. Give me your jizz. Oh, 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 oh. I want it. I need it. Yeah, yeah. I need you to fill me up with your jizz. Oh, God, yeah, Bill. Oh, Jesus. Oh, do it, baby. Please, please give me your cum. Give it to me. Now, now. Do it. Now, come inside me. Ha ha! so good. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh. Stay inside me. I love feeling you inside me. Your cock. And I love feeling you on top of me with my arms wrapped around you and my legs crossed over your back, holding you in. Yeah. Oh, fuck. You slid out. Are you watching your jizz seep out of my cunt and down my ass crack? You naughty man. Are you proud of yourself, fucking your marriage counselor? Well, thank you, Bill. I'm glad I've been a big help to you tonight. In fact, I think this was an important breakthrough session, too. But I think we're going to need a few more sessions before you and your fiancé can tie the knot. Let me just limp on over here to my desk and... There. I'm free all tomorrow afternoon. In fact, I just canceled all my appointments for the rest of the week, too. You have a big, huge problem, Bill, and you are going to need some very intensive, very in-depth therapy. But don't worry, I'll be here to guide you. Anytime, anyway. Anyhow.